Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This show describes the career of the Dardenne brothers, two Belgian filmmakers at the top of their game. I hope you enjoy the show. It's not often there's something to write home about in today's world of cinema, but I find myself compelled to write of the Dardenne brothers, Luc and Jean-Pierre. Belgium has produced some creative tour de forces in its recent history. Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, author of Le Petit Prince, Georges Simenon, the master crime writer, Hergé, creator of Tintin, Jacques Brel, and the surrealist painter René Magritte. And the Dardennes deserve to be right up there with those other Belgium greats. For the last 30 years, they've been quietly making their unique, compelling dramas in a small town in Belgium where they live. No less than 7 of their films have been nominated for the Palme d'Or at Cannes, and they belong to a select band of directors who have won the Palme d'Or prize twice. Francis Ford Coppola, Emir Kusturica, Michael Haneke, and Ken Loach. In fact, they do have a lot in common with Ken Loach: handheld camera work, themes of social injustice, and high emotional content. Where they differ is that their lead characters pull you through the movie. You experience what they do from their perspective. Sometimes the camera work can be primitive and jarring, but it puts you in the hot seat and doesn't let you escape. Jean-Pierre was born in 1951 and his brother Luc in 1954 in Wallonia, the French-speaking part of Belgium. They made 60 documentaries with a company called Derive before stepping into features. In 1987, they made Falche, starring the fabulous Bruno Kramer as the lone passenger of a plane landing in Berlin at night. He's the only surviving member of his Jewish family, and we revisit the lives of his relatives as they come back from the dead. It picked up many awards worldwide. In 1992, their second feature was I'm Thinking of You, and it contains the seeds of what was to come from them. They took a bit of script help from Jean Gruault, who had helped François Truffaut with Jules and Jim all those years before, and the film displays a lyricism because of it. In 1996, they made La Promesse and discovered the actor Jeremy Renier, who was 15 years old at the time. It's an amazing film in which Renier, as Igor, helps his father mercilessly exploit migrants. He falls out with his father over the covering up of an accident in which one of their migrant workers dies, leaving a wife and child. Renier is remarkable throughout. It picked up many international awards, and from then on, the Dardenne brothers haven't looked back.
Elle m'a dit d'aller siffler là-haut sur la colline, de l'attendre avec un petit bouquet d'églantine. J'ai cueilli les fleurs et j'ai sifflé tant que j'ai pu. J'ai attendu, attendu, elle n'est jamais venue. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Elle m'a dit d'aller siffler là-haut sur la colline, de l'attendre avec un petit bouquet d'églantine. J'ai cueilli les fleurs et j'ai sifflé tant que j'ai pu. J'ai attendu, attendu, elle n'est jamais venue. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Zai, 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 zai. Whoa. 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 Whoa.
In 1999 came Rosetta, an equally powerful film about a young girl who supports herself and her alcoholic mother tirelessly in a trailer park by whatever means necessary, stopping short of selling herself. It's exhausting following her through her days, surmounting everything that's thrown at her. Rosetta is played by 18-year-old Emily Duquesne, another Dardenne discovery.
Didn't it? Oh my Lord, how it rained. And when I get to heaven, gonna put on my robe, walk around in glory, tell the glad news. Look up David in the heat of the day, tune up the harp and begin to play. I know it rain, you know it rain. Oh, how it rain, rain too long, all night long. Rain, rain. You know it did, or didn't it? Oh, my Lord, how it rained. And you can't get in. I know it rain, you know it rain. Rain too long, all night long. Rain all day, rain all night. Rain, 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 rain. Rain, 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 rain. Rain, children. Rain, oh yes. Didn't it, yes. Didn't it, you know it did, didn't it. Oh my Lord, how it rain.
Olivier Gourmet, who had been in both La Promesse and Rosetta, takes the central role in their next film, The Sun, in 2002. He plays a woodworker who refuses to take on a young apprentice, then begins to spy on the youth before agreeing to take him on. It's more mysterious than their previous films and continued to develop their unique style. The Dardem brothers were on a roll now, and The Child followed in 2005, in which Jeremy Renier plays Bruno, an unemployed thief whose partner has his newly born child. Deborah Francois was still at school when she played in this. Survival and desperation take over when Bruno realizes that the child is an asset that can be sold like anything else. Lorna's Silence in 2008 again featured Jeremy Renier, who is a pawn in a game for an Albanian couple to set up a snack bar. They devise an elaborate scheme of marriage for money to obtain the Belgian citizenship they need, but like most plans, it doesn't take into account the way things turn out. It's not quite as spellbounding as their previous work, but still miles better than most of everything else out there.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light. It split the night, the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more, people talking without people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell and echoed in the wells of silence. And the people bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, tenement halls, whispers.
In 2011, the brothers made Kid with a Bike, which introduced a lighter element to their work. It tells the story of a 12-year-old boy who is drawn to a hairdresser for comfort after being abandoned by his father, played by Jeremy Rainier, in a care home. The brothers began to use music in this film. With Kid on a Bike, the brothers conquered the world. It had their usual emotional content, but went lightly on the jarring of the nerves. In 2 Days, One Night, In 2014, they took an established Hollywood actress, Marion Cotillard, as their lead, and still managed to create an engaging drama about a factory worker who has 48 hours to convince her co-workers to refuse a bonus promised after her sacking. Marion Cotillard was the face of Dior advertising at the time, but to the brothers it represented an additional challenge to create a new persona for her. She accepted the part before reading the script and has since said it's the most rewarding work she has ever done. She garnered an Oscar nomination to follow the one she got for her portrayal of Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose. Curiously enough, it was the first time the Dardenne brothers left Cannes Festival with no award.
La nuit n'en finit plus et j'attends que quelque chose vienne, mais je ne sais qui, je ne sais quoi. J'ai envie d'aimer, j'ai envie de vivre malgré le vide de tout ce temps passé, de tout ce temps gâché. Qui, comme moi, ce soir sont solitaires. C'est triste à mourir, quel monde insensé. Oh, je voudrais dormir et ne plus penser.
The Unknown Girl followed in 2016 with Adèle Haenel, who plays a doctor obsessed with the case of a dead woman who rang her doorbell for help shortly before her death. The brothers revealed they were intending to make this film with Marion Cotillard originally. It's the closest they've got to a crime thriller, but there are still the questions raised about accountability and compassion. In a way, the Dardenne brothers' work echoes very strongly the Italian neorealist era of the 50s, where simple people have to deal with daily problems caused by social upheaval beyond their control. With their latest film, Young Ahmed, they came close to making history. At Cannes, they garnered Best Director Award. If they'd picked up Best Picture Award, it would have been the first time anyone has won it a third time. Bad luck, guys. It's the story of a Belgian teenager who plots to kill his teacher after embracing extremism. They showed they do not court favour, and young Ahmed has created great division, not surprisingly when dealing with such a delicate subject. 13-year-old Idir Ben Adi plays Ahmed to great effect, and it's his first acting role. Darren Aronofsky has admitted he completely changed the way he directed The Wrestler after seeing some of their work. He's a huge fan. Here's what Jean-Pierre said of his brother Luke. "We're just one person. It's true. It doesn't look like that because there are two physical people, but we're actually just one person. Otherwise, we couldn't work well together. Because we're two, we can do things differently. One can be in front of the camera and one behind, but we're just one person." So there you have it, the story so far of the Dardenne brothers, Luke and Jean-Pierre. Long may they continue their remarkable, outstanding achievements.
Regrette
n'apporte rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, c'est payé. Allumer le feu, mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin d'eux. Balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. Non, rien de rien. Je ne regrette rien, ni le bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie